Last May, the DNR board okayed major changes in a permit program for concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. The key was to prohibit spreading of liquid manure during frozen and snow-covered conditions, and by 2010 to require the big farms to be able to store the liquid manure for 6 months. But a Republican-controlled legislative committee blocked the program and asked for an unspecified redo. DNR staff have recommended some new language. Runoff Management Chief Gordon Stevenson says the package has been improved.
There were some things that we had put in the code that were quite prescriptive that the legislature asked us to be more performance-based, that is to get the same outcome but allow producers to take a variety of approaches to achieving those outcomes.
Stevenson also says some language has been clarified and now talks simply of limiting manure spreading when precipitation capable of producing runoff is forecast. But he says he isn't sure there's consensus on the new package. The River Alliance of Wisconsin does support the plan. Executive Director Denny Kenneff says he hopes with some change in political power in the legislature, the effort will become law.
I think how it looked it was going to play out in October looked very different after the November elections. I think there's going to be more interest in protecting waters than protecting a small subset of farms.
But that subset is growing. The DNR says there could be nearly 250 concentrated animal feeding operations within 5 years. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.